Production. Recorded live.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Chi to Be Experience radio show, the show where every week we provide uplifting and inspiring information and resources so that you can put a lift in your week and be energized, powerful, and keep your eye on your greatest goal achievements. Today, my guest is Stacy Stevens, and I'll be telling you more about her in just a moment. As always, it is my delight and pleasure to be able to give time to Vanessa Chamberlain Housels, who is the owner of VanessaChamberlain.com, where we lift energy from the inside out. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning, Stacy, and to everyone. I'm excited about this morning. You know, I woke up yesterday. I'm in the middle of writing my book, and I woke up yesterday, and I realized, like, what drives people, you know, to build healthy habits? I thought, why is it so hard for me to sit down and to write my dang book? It's a all-out boxing match every day with myself mentally to sit down and do it. And I said, you know what, let me take a look at my kind of a whole picture of my life. And I realized that I have, you know, I'm consistent with my workout. I mean, without fail, my non-negotiable to get up and work out, consistent with my meditation, consistent with my water. And I realized that, you know, I had built, you know, like stair steps, I had built these healthy habits kind of one at a time. And I think what happens with people is that they want to change everything all at once. And I pretty much did that with my food once I made the decision. But for long standing, for most people, when they say, okay, I'm going to eat healthy this week, and they change everything. And then they're like, by Friday, they're like, you know, all bets are off. They're gnawing at the furniture, anything they can get, and so it doesn't stick. But the people that build on, so they don't say, you know, it's not saying, okay, I can't have this, but they just add to. So instead of thinking that you can never have bacon or, you know, your favorite ice cream, just saying, look, I'm not going to take anything away, but I'm going to add this one thing every day and make it consistent so that it's doable. So if that's your green smoothie every day, every morning, doing that, you'll see a long-lasting result and trend that will happen versus, you know, having to jump all in all at once. So it was kind of a wake-up call for me. So what am I doing this morning? I actually put myself in my book writing on my schedule, which I've known to do that, but did I do it? No. So just like my get up, meditate, wake up at 5:30 a.m., all those things have become habit. One at a time. So I'm doing that myself. So that's kind of my tip for everyone today is don't get overwhelmed. You don't have to change everything, but find one thing and be consistent. Yes, is it work? It is work. But you'll find it's a little bit easier every day. And before you know it, the training wheels will be off and you'll be smooth sailing. And it'll just be like second nature.
Excellent. Small changes. How do you eat the elephant if you're going to eat an elephant?
Exactly. And, you know, it's funny. You'll see it crowd out, too. Like, just the way if you eat the same food that you're eating, but you add in, you know, that you add in some kale or that you add in your 8 glasses of water, suddenly there's not so much room for the 2 or 3 or 4 sodas that you were drinking a day. If you say, okay, I'll still drink my soda, but I have to have these 8 glasses of water a day, trust me, you will be waterlogged. You won't have room for that. So it's kind of fun to see it transform.
Absolutely it is. So how do people get a hold of you or get access to the fabulous information you have online?
You can find me always at VanessaChamberlain.com. And then you can also find me on Facebook, which is my fan page is VanessaChamberlain.com as well.
Wonderful. Well, Vanessa, thanks for being here. And stick around because we have a pretty amazing guest, as we always do each week. And this week it is Stacy Stevens. Stacy is known as a soul awakener. She's a healer, a purpose coach, a spiritual teacher, and the author of 2 Amazon best-selling books, Express As You, Celebrate Your Uniqueness. So that's her first one, Express As You, Celebrate Your Uniqueness. And her second book is Messages from the Ancient Ones, Year One. Messages from the Ancient Ones, Year One. Soul awakening is her forte and her be-all goal for this particular life. She says she herself and her soulmate husband, Jack Stevens, have founded soul.
Hello?
I'm here. I am not sure how that occurred, but somebody muted me, and so with that, we can't do that. Okay, so Jack Stevens is her soulmate husband, and they together have founded Soul Self Living to assist people to align their body, their ego mind, and their soul to live a chi-inspired soul self life. And Stacey will tell you how you can learn more about her, but I've got a few questions prepared to ask her. So good morning, Stacey. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
Okay, so this is my first guest who's also named Stacey. So we'll have a lot of Stacey's going back and forth this morning. Hopefully everybody can tell my voice from your voice.
Yes.
And I want to ask you, how did you get started as a healer? I know that you feel you help people unblock life force energy, which, of course, is chi, which is why you and I are so closely connected. How did you get started on your path to do this?
Well, I guess I was born this way, as many people are. Actually, we all are, but we get shut down easily. And there was something inside of me that would not shut down. And I tried, believe me, I really did try to shut it down because that's the way I was directed to be like everyone else. And yet it was impossible. And I found that when I was around people, things would happen. They would, one, be happier, and the energy within them would move. And there was, I call it a pop. I would actually watch people, their whole body would just pop. And you could see it in their eyes. Sometimes it's like a jerk in their system, kind of like when you're jump-starting a car. And then this euphoria would come over them, and they would just get this big smile on their face, and they'd say, oh, wow, I feel really good when I'm around you. And then there were those who actually had ailments or illnesses that could not be healed through conventional means, doctors and things like that, and I was directed from within my soul guidance to place my hands on them or to do whatever it is that is going to assist them or say the right thing that would help them to basically wake up to the truth of their own being, and that energy would flow. And when that energy started flowing, it was kind of like a pop. And I had tried my best to shut it down until there was this one particular situation, and I've been a healer ever since. I was hooked after this. I was at this big convention, and there was a little boy, he was 4 years old, in a wheelchair. And I was looking at him, and I could see exactly why he was in the wheelchair. And so I was directed from within to place my hands on his lower back. And I said, well, talking to myself, he's not my son, I can't do that. And yet my soul is fearless. The ego part of myself, my psyche, my personality, I'm very shy, and I'm not one to just walk up to somebody and say, hey, can I touch your son? And so I had this little argument within myself saying, no, I'm not going to do that. And yet what my soul does with me is persistent. It says, yes, you will. Yes, yes, this boy needs your help. So after saying no for approximately 3 minutes, I finally couldn't take it anymore. And I walked over to the mother and I asked her, would you mind if I try to assist your son? And she looked at me very strange and said, well, I guess it wouldn't hurt anything. And so I placed my hand on his lower back where I saw the kink in his energy, and I just released it, and he stood up. Her and I both about fell over because I didn't realize it was going to happen so fast. Sometimes it takes, you know, an hour or so before somebody feels better. But with him, it was immediate. And she said to me, she started crying. She says, he has never stood up, and he's 4 years old. He was born this way. And after that, he was just a normal kid. And that just did it for me. I felt so good. I thought, how can I not help people if I'm able to do this? And that started my career.
That's, it's like, let's just end the show now. What more could you say that would be more amazing than that? Oh, my. Wow.
Well, I do have one more story that actually still floors me, if you would like to hear.
Of course.
Okay. There was a young man, 21 years of age. He fell off of a 150-foot cliff in Arizona. He was hiking. And he was in a coma for 4 months when his family found me through somebody else who had heard about me. And they asked if I would come and work with him for free in Chicago. And I said, I would be happy to. As long as you pay for my flight, I will be there and assist him. So I had to work in the hospital, which was kind of odd because the doctors didn't really, you know, believe in what I was doing. And I just needed 2 days with him. And so actually it was his 17-year-old cousin who assisted me and made sure the coast was clear. And I worked with him for the 2 days that I was there. And I communicated with him telepathically, and he was able to explain to me, because his family actually thought he committed suicide. And I was able to get the full, you know, all the information. I said, no, he slipped and fell, and he wants to come back, and he has agreed to do the work necessary, even though his whole body had atrophied. And it was the biggest mess I'd ever seen. He had broken every bone in his body. And the doctor said that he was pretty much a vegetable and that if he did wake up, he would not be conscious at all. He would just be laying there on the machine. And so they were thinking of pulling the plug. So I was basically their last hope. And so when I explained to them, no, he's going to wake up within 2 weeks, and I left, got on the airplane, went back home to take care of my children that I had at home. And on the 13th day, I got a phone call. He woke up. And he said to his mom, who was sitting there, and his cousin, they're both sitting there when he woke up, he says, wow, I can't believe I slipped and fell. That was the longest fall ever. Where am I? What's going on here?
Oh.
And in 2 months, he was able to go home because he had to eat for himself and use the restroom and in order for them to release him from the hospital. But he is back on his feet now.
What an amazing gift you have, truly. What a blessing. And I had a lot of questions. I'm a little speechless, so let me get back into my here, because I went with you into that energy, which is just fabulous. So,
isn't it fun? It is just so, I love it. I love the feeling of it, because to me, this is what reality is. It's the energy of life, the life force energy, which to me is synonymous with love. And we all enjoy feeling this energy.
Absolutely. So what I would say is, to bring it back into a connection with Chi to Be, achieving your ultimate be-all, which is this radio show is a way to support people in learning more about how to use the energy surges, mm-hmm. by people who are really experts in certain ones of the energy surges. You relate back to energy surge number 8, which is clearing emotional blocks as well as physical blocks so people can move forward. Now, is all of your work about doing it for people, or do you have techniques to help people do it for themselves?
It's and both. It's a lot of times people need assistance in the beginning, and then once they get the knack, then they, of course, can do it themselves. My video that I have out, it's a 5.5-minute video, and it shows people how to boost their energy themselves. It's called How to Awaken Your Soul. And it's basically giving yourself a chi boost, an energy boost. And I offer for people for $17, I will do it with them and teach them how so that they can do it throughout the day, however many times they want to do it. You can't ever do it too many times because you're basically opening the energy flow. We've been shut down by all the different belief systems of society and the ego world. All it does is shut us down, and all what we need to do is open back up to who we really are, which is our soul's energy, which is open to source energy and the life force that flows through us. And so the reason I'm a healer is because I know how to open the flow, because that's the only thing that is necessary to really be well, is for the energy to flow. And so with these boosts that people can do on their own, not only does it open the energy flow physically for them, but it affects everything, their mental outlook, emotionally the energy flows. It can bring tears. I love tears. Just about everyone who works with me cries because it's their energy moving, because they've been holding back and repressing themselves for so long that the energy is blocked and then they feel unwell. And so I help them get the energy to flow. And the tears, even though it might be for the first 10 seconds sadness about them, once it moves through, then it's tears of elation, and they feel so good that they have so much more energy because that block is gone. And so it actually affects everything. When we allow our energy to move, we express in all aspects of our lives, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, energetic, everything opens up.
Excellent. Excellent, excellent, and I love that. Tell us a little bit about your books, how they came to be written.
Well, I actually have two books from the Ancient Ones. I just published one this month, and it also made it into the top 10 Amazon best-selling list. Those books are channeled, and I love working with those beings. That's three entities that are great humanitarians, and they're here, their information is to assist people to think for themselves, to wake up to their naturalness of who they are as human beings, and I love the information. The book that I wrote myself, Express As You, Celebrate Your Uniqueness, that one I actually wrote for myself, and because I am such a shy person when I'm in crowds, it's because I'm overwhelmed. I am so aware of things that are going on, I basically have no boundaries. And so when I'm in a crowd, I can feel each and every person that is in, if I can see them, I can feel them. Even if I can't see them, if they are within 50 feet of me, I can feel them. And I can feel what's going on. And I'm always getting information to assist them. And so I've been directed throughout my life to walk over to a perfect stranger and just give them a little tidbit, something that they need to hear, and something inside them clicks, and I know I've assisted them. A lot of times I don't tell them why I say it. I'll just make conversation and say, wow, you know, today I discovered this, and then they say, oh, my goodness, that's what I needed to know. And I try to do it without calling attention to myself because of my shyness. And yet my soul is not shy at all. It is my ego personality that was trained as a child to sit still, be quiet, only speak when I'm spoken to. That is shy. And as an adult, I do have more courage. I do act on my soul's guidance. But unless I am guided from within, I'm usually a very quiet person. So this book that I wrote, Express As You, is assisting me, actually. I read it constantly. It is so filled with great information, very dense, so that it can be unpacked by each person. They can think for themselves. I'm not telling anyone how to think. I'm just giving little tidbits, and each sentence can be unlocked to create its own paragraph. And so for myself, I read this and it gives me the courage to speak out, the courage to be on this call with you, the courage to be able to assist people, because I keep myself open as an intuitive person, and I'm constantly getting information for anyone and everyone I come in contact with. I get information for animals. I get information for plants. It's basically the soul of each entity says to me, this is what I need. Would you please assist me with this? And so my job basically is a messenger. And so I will say to that person, I'm really feeling strongly that this would assist you. And the accuracy is phenomenal. It really is. And I love helping people, so I want to do this more. And yet I do hold back because of not wanting to push myself on anybody.
I understand. I want to see if there's any questions from the listeners today. Anybody have a question for Stacy? Well, I still do. And we're just about at the end, so I think this is probably going to be the last question. So I'm curious, Stacy, do you feel that other people can get the kind of information, the kind of knowingness, the kind of courage that you get, or is this something that's a unique gift to you?
No, this is something that each and every human being, this is what I have found, our soul knows everything. Our soul has all of the answers to any question you can think of. There is an answer, and it is within you. And so what I like to do is to assist people to get their own answers. I don't want them calling me and say, hey, should I do this, should I not do this? I want them to get their own answers. So what I like to do is to help teach them how to trust their inner guidance, how to trust themselves, how to allow the information to come through. You have to allow the flow. It's all in the energy flow. The energy is filled with information, and all the information is there. And when we open our flow, open our energy flow to the information, everything can be answered. Everything can be known. There's a knowing. Sometimes we get visions. Sometimes we can hear it, the inner voice within us. We feel it. There's so many ways our intuition and our instinct, our body's instinct, works with us so that we can know for ourselves. And to me, that's the key.
Excellent. Well, that relates directly to Chi to Be Energy Surge number 10, the solution process. Then I feel exactly as you do, as we've talked about before, that everybody does have the answers.
Yes.
The way to trust themselves is not to listen to the mind, which I consider to be a filing cabinet of what's been in the past, but to tap into our own divine beingness and to be able to know that that information is connected to all knowingness. And so in Chapter 10 of Chi to Be, Achieving Your Ultimate Be-All, I teach people the four-step solution process on how to make decisions based on tapping into their fears and then also tapping into their love and then being able to listen to the energy that comes from those answers so that they can make a decision for themselves.
Okay.
So that's fabulous. All right, so if folks did not get a chance to catch the information on how to reach you before, how can they reach you now, Stacy?
They can go to my website, soulselfliving.com, and there is, under the About Us, there's a contact form, and they can read about me on all the different pages of the Soul Awakening and the information about Stacy Stevens, Soul Awakener, and all the healing information that I have out there. And I don't give out my phone number. I like to keep private, but I do, if people use the contact form, they can get a hold of me at any time. Also on Facebook, they can look me up, Stacy Stevens, on Facebook. I love connecting with people there.
Okay, wonderful. And if this is the first time you've turned into our show, then I would also like you to know more about Chi to Be, and you can do that by going to our website at Chi to Be. That says in the Chi is life force energy, and the way the website is written is Chi, C-H-I, hyphen, T-O, hyphen, B-E dot com, Chi to Be dot com, as in the energy to be whatever you intend and desire to be. With that, I appreciate all everyone being here. Stacy, any final words that you would like to share with people? Like if this was the last time you were going to be able to share a message with the world, what would it be?
To trust that you do have the answer. It is within you, and it is inside your heart and your inner knowing. Trust your soul.
Trust your soul. I love it. And thanks for riding the Chi with me, Stacy, and everyone who's here listening live and to the recording of our show. If you'd like to listen again to this show or to any of the Chi lifting and inspiring messages from the experts we've had on the show since the start, there's two ways you can go back to our archives. You can return to TalkShoe, TalkShoe.com, TalkShoe.com, and enter call ID 111764. That's 111764, and that'll take you to the archives of all of our shows. And if you're listening through iTunes on the iTunes podcast, you can look for the Chi to Be Experience, the Chi to Be Experience radio show, and go into the archives that way. So again, until next week, be energized, be powerful, and keep your eye on your be-all. Thanks, everyone, for being here with us. Take care. Bye.